So, what is imaging? Well, it's not showing off. In my experience, most imaging directors produce to impress other production people, to show off. They fill their promos with lots of extraneous or irrelevant sound to try to disguise the fact that they have no content. They have nothing to say. The stronger your actual message is, the less you have to rely on flashy production room techniques. Nick Michaels, and you'll hear some of his work later, refers to most station imaging as cheesy slogans delivered in a deep voice. When we talk about on-air station imaging, we're actually talking about advertising. And that definition might surprise you. There's a difference between advertising and marketing. Marketing is all about the company. Advertising is all about the consumer. Specifically, how the product or service being advertised can add to the targeted consumer's life. Let's consider three famous and successful imaging campaigns. McDonald's, "You deserve a break today." And who wrote that jingle? It's Barry Manilow. If McDonald's took the typical radio approach to their advertising, instead of saying, "You deserve a break today," they'd have some guy in a deep voice declaring, "McDonald's, we sell more hamburgers than anybody." Okay, but they don't talk about themselves. They talk about you, if you're their target audience. Federal Express, now known as FedEx when they started, when it absolutely, positively has to get there overnight. That statement is all about the consumer, not about FedEx. They never have talked about how they do it. It's all about the results for the consumer. Domino's Pizza launched not only a business, but an entire business niche with a positioning statement. With imaging, a fresh hot pizza delivered right to your door in 30 minutes or it's free. It's all about you. Advertising is all about the consumer, not about the company. And successful radio imaging is all about the listener, not about the radio station. And already I can hear alarm bells going off. Wait a minute, my PD doesn't know that. Yeah, you got some educating to do when you get home. Imaging is reflecting back to your listeners the positive attributes they already see in you in a way that reinforces those listener perceptions. Oh, man. You mean my station has to have positive attributes? That takes work. Strategic planning, you know, investment in time and money and development of an on-air product that's worth listening to. Can't we just buy a new jingle package? And that's not the approach of production people. That's usually the approach of the people that they usually work for, the program directors. I'm dismayed at how often some PD will ask me, "Have you heard any great new liners I can use?" Well, before you start looking for great liners, wouldn't it be a good idea first to know exactly what you want to communicate to your listeners? How am I supposed to know what would be a great liner for you if I don't know what your message is, if I don't know the character of your radio station? So many PDs want their listeners to believe something about their radio station simply from being told that it's true. Okay, here's a quick arithmetic problem. How many legs would a horse have if you call his tail a leg? Four? Five? Four. Because calling a tail a leg doesn't make it a leg. Calling yourself the one station everyone can agree on at work doesn't make it true. On the other hand, Randy Michaels, who probably has the most brilliant radio mind I've ever encountered, describes most station imaging as selling your aspirations. And by that, he's referring to the vast majority of radio stations that go on the air and say the things they wish their listeners were saying about them, even though it's not what they're saying and does not reflect the listener's experience. Your promos should not be about your radio station. They should be about your listeners. The two broad kinds of advertising are response advertising and branding. And radio station imaging should be considered branding. Sometimes you're trying to achieve a specific listener response, to listen to your station more often or longer, or to enter the contest. But ultimately, you're engaged in a branding effort. Okay, what's a brand? Contrary to popular belief, branding is not getting your name out there. A brand is a promise. It's the promise you make to the consumer. And if you've got a radio station, when I say consumer, you think listener.